The views that hit the news. For the latest community, national and international news. Latest weather, traffic, fun and laughter. This is VOC Breakfast.
7:55 on VOC Breakfast to 91.3 FM. 0829 913 913 is how you get in touch with us. Of course, continuing the conversation around school admissions, we're joined on the line now by Vanessa Leroux, the founder of Parents for Equal Education. Vanessa, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, good morning, Asraf, and good morning to your listeners.
I'm not sure if you were able to listen in on the discussion that we just had with Brona Hammond, the spokesperson for the WCED, or not, but that being said, what do you make of the frustration that parents are experiencing right now?
Asraf, this is the annual frustration. And if we want to play the blame game, we must do it across the board, because when it comes to a child, there's more than one stakeholder. But at the end of the day, the duty rests on the WCED to provide education for all children in this province. I'm so done with this excuses of late application, of SGPs, of all of these type of nonsense that they peddle. For, because this is not year one. I've been in this field for more than 12 years. It's just been highlighted now. And parents are equally complicit, because even though we as a community, as an organization, try to educate them and say, listen, this is what's happening, they would rather believe an official. And these people have no, they don't hold back on lying to our people. Each and every year, thousands of learners in this province doesn't attend a school. And I can't believe for the life of me how we can be okay with a parent and not do this and do the best to see that the children get into the school. Then we sit with inequality. For me, if it's a public school, you can't have your former Model C schools still operating, and that's why you will see who's the people that falls out against the ballable. You will see, because the inequalities, how is it when all of us are being labeled as public schools, but your former Model C schools sit with a maximum of 30 children in one class, while your location school sit with up to 70 children in a foundation phase class. So that is the things that needs to be addressed. The inequalities in it all, and money should never be a factor. It should never be a factor. Yes, the South African school excite, the SGB has the last say, but that's only on paper. We know it's the principal. It's principals and SMTs that do these admissions, that accept. And they must be honest with us and say, how do they get to the point where they say, this one is accepted, this one, that one is accepted. I was speaking to the WCD last week. 44,000 children have more than one acceptance. And what these former Model C schools do is they take the cream of the crop. So they will even go as far as let learners write exams so that they can know that it's all about attached to them, 100% pass rates, all of these type of things. And if you are a school and educator, you must be able to educate any child, whether they are academically good or whether they are struggling, and that is why they are here.
Yeah. Certainly frustrating, and I'm wondering then from that perspective, if you think that the admissions process actually works.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. Because I think they want to distance themselves from being accountable for these children of this province. Imagine you are talking about late application. If you tell me in the school environment late applications, then you speak late applications in January, not here in June or in March. Because these parents already have received the outcome. And I can tell you, they show these parents that have applied up to 10 schools and none of these schools. Or you tell me none of these schools have accepted a child. They have applied on time, to all these schools. They did what they have to do. The problem is they don't build schools. They keep the status quo, because go to Rhenish, go to Porwes, go to all these leafy suburb schools, eh? And then you will see if you have the problem. And yes, there's a race factor too, because I'm saying to them for years, show me one child that has been, one white child that has been struggling with admission in this province. Then we can start building a tree. But they can't show me that child.
Vanessa Leroux, the founder of Parents for Equal Education, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Azra. You have a good day.